You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion. Everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and welcome to The Unsolicited Opinion. And I thought, since this was Halloween, I would play the clip, the theme from The Omen, since what we talk about on this network is the truth, right? And it really is an omen of what the future holds for us if we don't wake up and smell the coffee, so to speak. So I thought, you know, since it's Halloween, I would play some of that music that kind of tries to... maybe it kind of tries to scare you a little bit into reality. You know what I mean? Anyway, that's what I'm thinking about today. I just went to the store and got a bunch of candy for the little darlings when they come a-knocking at the door. So, of course, nobody ever makes the kids do tricks for their treats anymore, do they? Maybe they do in some areas of the country. They don't hear. I've had some kids, like 45-year-old kids, come to the door. I'm telling you, if you're that desperate for a piece of candy, I'll be glad to give it to you. But I'm telling you, isn't it something? I mean, at age 45, going around looking for candy, it is kind of a pathetic thing, I would say. But anyway, I have another guest lined up today. If we get him connected, I don't know if we'll get him connected or not, because you know how sometimes those things kind of go? Anyway, I've been reading about a lot of interesting stuff. You know what I wanted to comment on, too, before we go to the break? We got a couple minutes before we go to the break. The call-in number today is 800-313-9443. And my guest who's going to be joining me, you'll be able to just, you can call in and we can talk about whatever you want to talk about. And there's somebody in the network's writing me, and listen, I can't write and answer your questions at the same time. Don't they know that they're at that network? I can't talk to them and talk to all of you who are listening at the same time. I'm just not that talented. Now, I realize I am talented, but I'm not that talented. So he's just going to have to wait till we hit the break. Then I'll tell him who it is he needs to connect with. Of course, if I was not... screwing around right before the show started, I'd have had all this stuff lined up. But since I'm a procrastinator, what can I say, kids? It's Halloween. I'm a procrastinator. It's a Monday. Here's the cue music. I'll be back, and we're going to talk about whatever you want to talk about. So we'll be back in three. Don't go away.
Yeah. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rotten, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion. And call-in number today is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And we're not able to connect with my guest. You know, he's in Australia, and so it's about 3 o'clock in the morning where he is. So he was supposed to have set his alarm. I was talking to him yesterday. He was supposed to have set his alarm so that he would be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed to join me as we discuss the myriad of disasters heading our way on this planet called Earth. That's why I played the song, the theme from the movie The Omen, because it really is apropos. I'm not kidding you. It really is. Nothing we are looking at. Nothing good is coming out of anything if we don't stop it. I am telling you that much. But we're not able to connect with them, so hopefully he'll hear his alarm and he'll wake up. Otherwise, Justin, you and me on Halloween, are you afraid? I'm a little frightened. I got to tell you, I had this bizarre thing. Speaking of fear, I normally don't have nightmares, but I had one last night which woke me up out of a sound sleep that I couldn't breathe. It was bizarre. It really was a bizarre nightmare. I'd rather not have that one again, but fortunately, I only remember him for the first minute or two that I'm like in a semi-state of awareness. And then I can't remember the details. Some people are very good at remembering the details of their dreams or nightmares. I'm not, so once in a while, but it's very rare. It's funny how that stuff goes. But listen, let me give you some call-in information. So you can call in if you'd like to. 800-313-9443 is the number today. And my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there. I got a lot of great information. I've got links to a lot of other people's websites. I'm telling you, right on the first page under the, I think it's the recommended tab. You know, I update this website all the time. And for the life of me, do you think that I could remember these things sometimes? I have to tell you, things that are just unimportant to me, I don't commit to memory, like where things are located necessarily on my website. You would think that I'd have them committed to memory, that I'd have them indelibly burnt into my brain, but I just don't. What can I say? There are certain things that I remember, and then there's other things that I just can't be bothered with. There's only so much room in my brain, and I have to, you know, put out the stuff that's really irrelevant. But on the website, on the main page, under the recommended link, there's tabs or links or recommended websites. There's a lot of good websites to go to find good information, really. And most of them are related to UN Agenda 21, sustainable development, different aspects of it, educational websites, you know, land rights websites, you name it, it's on there. Plus, if you go on my website to the tab entitled UN Agenda 21, sustainable development, you have to go there, take a look. I've got a lot of stuff. In fact, I was looking for something I was talking about. I'm on the air on Sundays, too, you know, on another network for an hour at noon Eastern time. And I was talking about this one link I thought I had put up there, but it's not there. I swear, I'm telling you, I think Big Brother's wandering around on my website taking crap down. I think I'm putting up. I think they're taking it down. Of course, it could just be my imagination. I don't know. But, you know, sometimes you have to wonder when you talk to people and everybody all of a sudden's having all these, you know, website problems or email problems or computer problems. You got to wonder if those dastardly evil people aren't up to no good. Well, we already know they're up to no good. It's just to what degree they're up to no good as it pertains to each individual. Now, there are those people out there who think, well, they're just going to slide by, you know, just skate on down the ice. You know what I mean? They think they're just going to sneak on by them and they won't notice them, and that way they'll just be able to continue life as is. I don't want my family to be disrupted. I don't want things to change. Well, guess what, kiddies? It's already changing. And you didn't get a say in it. You know what I mean? I wish I could convince more people to become active. I truly do. There's so much going on. There's absolutely so much going on, and so few people trying to do anything about it. It is really is a sad thing to watch, isn't it? It is for me. I'm on the air 6 days a week, and my goal is to try to bring on people who will be able to give you information that you can use, that you can take home, that you can tell your friends about, and that's really the purpose of this entire network, is to bring people on who are going to tell you what you're not going to hear on the mainstream media, because you're not going to hear what we talk about. Please. I mean, all you got to do is ask yourself, the things that we talk about, have you heard them out of the mouths of Sean Hannity or Bill O'Reilly or Rush Limbaugh? And ask yourself another question. Do you think that Rush Limbaugh got $500 million is worth, like, you know, $500 million because he's been telling you the truth about what they plan on doing to you? He's a great orator. He has marvelous oratorical skills. And he's a smart guy. And he is a wordsmith. But he's not telling you the truth. He keeps the hustle going. The whole left-right paradigm, that whole dialectic that we have been so sucked into for years. Take a side. Take a side. And then play that one side against the other while the real puppet masters are behind the curtain manipulating both sides. They just give the illusion, the appearance of a difference, because we all long for a difference, because there really are true differences. It's just not played out there. The true differences, of course, you're not going to see any of our elected officials stand up for the differences, are you? They're not going to stand up and be counted. No. They go along to get along. How do you think some individual who gets elected and he has, you know, not a, a pot to pee in or a window to throw it out of, so to speak. And he gets elected to Congress, and then he ends up having an estate in Ireland, and he's worth, you know, $14 million or $2.5 million at the end of his, you know, 4-8 years in Congress, maybe. How do you think that happens? Because they're not getting paid that kind of salary. I mean, they certainly got a good deal going on. It's certainly a lot better than most of us have. That's for sure. In fact, it is better than all of us. They certainly reward themselves as if they're royalty, don't they? But that's another story. But how do you think these people get this kind of money when they walk through the gates of Congress with nothing in their pocket? How do you think they got those coins? Huh? Where do you think they came from? Standing up for what was right? Doing the right thing? You think that's how that happened? I don't think so. I don't think so. You think they made smart decisions on Wall Street? Well, you know, there could be a lot of insider trading going on there. You know, we know how that game plays out all the time. Crooks abound. Listen, the goal of this show and the goal of all the other shows on Republic Broadcasting Network is to bring you the truth and tell you the things that you're not going to hear, whether they be politically correct or not. We aren't interested in political correctness here on this show. We're interested in telling you the truth. The people who are interested in political correctness, they can go pound salt as far as I'm concerned, because the truth is what's going to set you free. It's this political correctness crap that's going to put you in bondage forever. Period. End of story. Throw away the key. Drop it in the bottom of the ocean. 800-313-9443 is the number. 800-313-9443 is the number. Listen now, Republic Broadcasting Network. You can find us on republicbroadcasting.org. If you want to advertise your business or service on this network or know somebody who has a business or service, why don't you talk to them about advertising on this network? You can get in touch with us, 800-724-2719, republicbroadcasting.org. You can contact us via the website. You can send us a letter via U.S. Mail, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664 is the number to do that. I want to say hello to everybody who's listening in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, KHFX, 1140 AM, Dallas-Fort Worth. That's our latest station. And hello to everybody else around the country, around Texas. My buddy Justin down there, he may be listening today. I don't know. I haven't talked to him. You can find Republic Broadcasting Network as well as me. Ironically enough, we're both doing the same thing. Isn't it exciting? You can find Republic Broadcasting Network on Facebook. I'm on there as well. Find me on Facebook as Unsolicited Opinion. You can find both of us on Twitter. Republic Broadcasting is at RBN Live, so you can follow the tweets tweeted by those at RBN on Twitter. Or you can follow me on Twitter, Maggie_in_USA. So anyway, we are tweeting and retweeting and tweeting tweeters. I don't know, whatever. Anyway, we're into the tweet action stuff, and it's a very valuable tool, so let's take advantage of it. And for those of you who aren't on there, I suggest you take advantage of it as well while the opportunity still exists, okay? While the opportunity to be able to put information out there still exists, time is drawing nigh. I can't emphasize that enough. Time is drawing nigh. Don't you feel it? You must feel it as well. You must feel it. It's like something evil this way comes. It truly does. I can feel it. It's tangible. It's in the air. It's in the wind. It's everywhere you look. You see it. You recognize it. You've been given those instincts to recognize good versus evil. You were born with them. You need to pay attention to them. That's what you really need to do. You need to pay attention to them, and you're going to be more frightened if you don't fight back than if you do. I got news for you. It's really the truth. The least frightening thing to do is to stand up. The more frightening thing to do is to cower in the corner and do nothing and think that you're going to skate by, because you're not. Listen, I've got a caller who I will grab in Iowa. When we come back, we'll be back in 3 minutes. I'm Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion, and you are listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
This is Maggie Rodden, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show today, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443 is the number. And I have a caller, Ann from Iowa. Hi, Ann.
Hey, hi, Maggie. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
I have a scary Halloween story for you.
Okay.
My Unsolicited Opinion. It's about how we've all been duped out of not using the most useful plant ever that God ever created, which is also an ingredient in the holy anointing oil found in Exodus, cannabis hemp, and how it really is the answer to everything that's currently wrong in this world. And we're being specious by keeping it away from the winged and the four-legged as well. Did you know that the Department of Human Services has held, since October 7th, 2004, a patent on marijuana as medicine? It's number 6630507. It's cannabinoids as antioxidants and neuroprotectants. And if you read the abstract, it will explain how cannabinoids, not only the psychoactive ones, but like the ones that are found in what we call industrial hemp.
Okay.
Has the ability to prevent and treat most all age-related diseases and disorders.
Wow. No, I'm honestly, I have to tell you, Ian, I have to feign ignorance here. I really am not up on industrial, cannabinoid pot, whatever you have.
Right. Well, right.
I'm not, you know, haven't really paid any attention to it does. I do know that it helps with nausea for cancer patients, side effects of the chemo drugs. I know it's always helped maybe increase their appetite in that, but beyond that, its uses, I really, you know, rope. I don't know. I really don't pay. I haven't paid any attention, so.
Well, a few months ago, independently, both the College of London School of Medicine and the University of Barcelona did independent studies where they tested the 5 most prevalent cannabinoids against the 6 superbugs that are presently plaguing everybody, like this MRSA and this new super E. coli.
Yeah.
All of the cannabinoids were all very bioactive against all of those superbugs. And if you look at Exodus 18, where they're giving all the different instructions for the tabernacles and stuff, there's a recipe in the Bible, did you know? And it's for something called the holy anointing oil. The holy anointing oil in the Bible, and the first ingredient mentioned is cannabis. It says, you know, take 12 shekels of cannabis in any Hebrew. You make something plural by putting an M on the end of it, like how we put an S. And so if you take the M off, it's, you know, cannabis, like cannabis, which is where canvas gets its name from. So, we've been keeping the most useful plant known to the planet away from the planet for a long time.
That's interesting that it was effective against those different pathogens, like a virulent strain of E. coli or MRSA, because they're pretty prevalent. I knew your hospitals, you're going to have problems with MRSA is one of the biggies, to be honest with you. All the different antibiotics that are resistant to, or the different strains of MRSA that are resistant to most antibiotics that are currently out there.
Right.
That's the problem.
I know it's all about keeping the children safe. So what's interesting is Dr. Melody Dreher, who's the dean of the College of Nursing here at the University of Iowa, did this multi-year study down in Jamaica, and it was the effects of cannabis on pregnancy. And guess what? The mothers who used cannabis, and they were mostly drinking cannabis tea because it wasn't considered ladylike to smoke. Mm-hmm. Your baby is rated superior on everything on the scales that are given, you know, neonatal.
Okay, yeah, I know. There's a scale when you're born. I can't remember what that
is. Yeah, and then she went back.
Yep.
And they stayed superior. So, yeah, look that up. So it's never been about protecting the children.
Well,
it's
they say everything's about protecting the children. They want to protect. They want to protect the children from having smarts so that they can be good sheep for the global prison plantation they're creating. They're not interested in protecting anybody. It's just a hustle.
So here's the point of my scary story. Rudolph Diesel, nobody remembers his name. How scary is that? 1890 was using biodiesel in his diesel engines that he made with hemp seed oil. And 1 acre of Iowa land can grow 20 barrels of hemp seed oil in one season, and the leftovers is perfect food for humans with all the essential fatty acids and all the essential amino acids, and it can be grown with no inputs. And in Texas, you can do 3 turns in 1 year.
It was hang on, and we've got to go to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. You can call in 800-313-9443. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about today, since my guest is still asleep in Australia. We'll be back. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
This is Maggie Rod, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion. Today's Halloween, for all of you who don't know that it is. Listen, if you want to call in, 800-313-9443 is the number to do that. 800-313-9443. Listen, call in. We can talk about whatever you want. I've got some ideas for topics, but you're welcome to call in and throw in anything you like. Ann, I don't know if you're still on with me or not. Are you, Ann?
Hey, hi, Maggie.
Hi. Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
Just that I wish that people would embrace their humanness and the relationship with cannabis hemp that is as old as humans itself, and get up and re-legalize the most useful plant. And it's a ready resource that meets all of our needs that can get us out of this ginormous mess.
Yeah, well,
hey,
you never know, Ann. Miracles never cease to exist. Listen, thanks for calling in, Ann. I appreciate it. Now, I'm going to, there's a couple of things that I wanted to, speaking of Halloween, I read this, and, you know, people are just, some people are just definitely purely, have no conscience whatsoever. And I was reading about this law firm where they threw a Halloween party, and this is a law firm, one of the top U.S. foreclosure law firms, and we know how much foreclosure fraud is happening all around this country. And, of course, many people say, well, why did you sign a contract if you didn't understand the terms of it? And, you know, you bought more than you could, you bit off more than you could chew, so to speak. And, sure, of course, there are instances where people didn't understand what it was they were signing, and they signed it anyway, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. That really isn't the point here. Here's the point. This U.S. law firm, in one of these law firms, I was watching this, the law firm of Stephen J. Baum. They threw a Halloween party, and this law firm is referred to as, a foreclosure mill, and he made over $200 million in 1 year just playing this foreclosure game, because it is a big con, and they make no attempts whatsoever to try to help people refinance or anything. It's a big con. They're churning it just like a penny stock firm would churn people's accounts, or any brokerage firm would churn people's accounts and keep buying and selling, because they made money off commission of buying and selling the stock. So they'd churn the account to make more money. Well, that's what these people were doing at this law firm of Stephen J. Baum. In fact, it's a law firm which is located near Buffalo, which is quite the disappointment, but it's the largest such firm in New York State, and it represents virtually all the giant mortgage lenders, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, some of their employees thought it was real humorous to dress up as homeless, foreclosed upon Americans. And, you know, there's a picture of three of these women who work for this law firm dressed up there, and they're dressed up as homeless people, and the one has a sign that she's written up thinking she's oh so smart. I'd like to take her, and I'd like to slap her, quite frankly. Third-party squatter, I lost my home and I was never served. Well, you know what? We know of all kinds of instances of fraud and abuse of this entire foreclosure system. And these people are a disgrace. They should be ashamed of themselves. And I think we should make sure we look at, I'm looking at this website called boingboing.net. That's boingboing.net is where I'm reading this article. So I think you should memorize the faces of these three nitwits, these three young women in here who think it's so humorous. I'm sure they got paid a bonus, don't you think? They probably got paid a bonus to help assist in the paperwork and ignore people's phone calls and pleas for assistance, because they were all making a buck churning and foreclosing on people. That's how they made their money. And this prick Stephen Baum, they showed a picture of this house in this video I was watching. It's a beautiful mansion. Right on, I don't know if it was the Intracoastal or right on the ocean, right down in Florida, beautiful man. Mansion with a huge, huge yacht tied up into in the front of it. Wonderful for him, right? Well, I'm telling you, there will be retribution for these people. It's going to happen one way or another. It's just a matter of time, because the fat lady's going to sing on that deal for what these people are doing to other people. And these three young women pictured in here who think it's, oh, so cute. There's several of them, actually. There's somebody else in the background who's sitting on the ground in this one picture I'm looking at, who think it's oh so humorous to have a sign, "We'll work for food," and somehow that's it's funny to them. They think that this is funny. I'm telling you, honestly. Oh, this stuff makes me see red. It really does. It really does. It makes me so angry when I see these people do these kinds of things. It's just, you want to talk about injustices and inequity and that stuff? Let's start right here in our nation with people who think nothing of doing this type of thing, people who think nothing of taking advantage of their fellow man. It doesn't matter to them. They could care less. You are meaningless. You're just a doormat for them to walk all over, because they're going to make a buck off of you. Well, you know, I'll tell you something. Karma is an amazing thing in life. It truly is. You don't need to lift a finger. Karma is an amazing thing. There's something else I wanted to talk about, too. You know, now I really am not much of a sports fan. I mean, I don't care one way or another, even though I usually have the sports radio on. I don't know why. There's one station here, and I'm not really. They're just humorous. They're funny guys talking about sports, and I like their laughter and that stuff. So sometimes I turn them on, and I could really, I know more about sports just inadvertently than, you know, I'm not deliberately trying to learn, like, who's doing what. I just happen to, I don't know, it just happens to be in the air or something like that. But, you know, I wanted to ask all the men out there, how many of them really could care less about these good-looking broads who are on the football station reporting to you from the sidelines what's going on the field? Are you really interested in their opinion of what's happening on the field? I mean, I find it the most laughable thing. It truly is. You know what? Women don't play professional football, do they? Now, I know there was one woman a few years ago who was a pretty good player, but even still, it's just like women in combat. I mean, honestly, you know, and I'm all about, you know, equality of the sexes and all that other happy horse manure. Please, we're all equally human, and then we all have skills and abilities and strengths and weaknesses. That's just called life. And last time I checked, if you looked at how the design of a male of the human species compared to the female, well, let's see, he's more muscular, he's got more upper body strength than a woman does. You know what I mean? There's a difference there. Hey, hello. Anyway, I'm just wondering how many people out there listening now that, of course, they always have good-looking women there because, you know, I don't think men would be paying any attention if they had some homely, dumpy-looking woman on the sidelines reporting on what it is the, you know, quarterback, his most recent whatever play was. But how many really care about that? I mean, I just think it's nonsense. I truly do. I really do. I think it's nonsense. You can call me sexist. You can call me anything you want to call me. I don't really care, but that's the facts, okay? Nobody's paying any attention. They're just good-looking, and that's why they're there. They won't put homely women there because they're not listening to the good-looking ones, let alone a homely-looking woman, and that's just life. And if you don't like that, I don't care. That's tough. It's just reality. Please. You know what? It's just like the football players. I know pink is supposed to be the color for, you know, solving breast cancer and soliciting donations to solve breast cancer, which is an evil disease. All cancers are evil. We do know that. You know, but I don't know. I mean, please, really. You know what? Honestly, really. I can tell you, too, most women could give a rat's rear end about football or any other sport, okay? It's really, it's just not our thing, okay? It's just not our thing. That's why women, most women like to, you know, throw on perfume and wear pretty things and we like pretty, you know, baubles. I mean, that's like most women, okay? Most women like that kind of stuff. Not football. And I have nothing against football one way or another. I personally don't care. It's, you want to watch sports, watch sports. It's irrelevant, but I just thought I'd comment on that because every time when John likes to watch sports and when I'm walking by and I notice these good-looking chicky-poos on the sidelines, you know, it's like really, it's like I think of Charlie Brown, wah, 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 wah. Anyway, we've got a caller, Dave, in North Carolina. How are you, Dave? What's going on in North Carolina today?
Well, partly cloudy, low 60s, and it's another beautiful day.
There you go.
Actually, so I'm not native. My friends and family in Massachusetts just got hammered with some snow, which reinforces the decision that I made to relocate because I've just had it with the weather. Had it.
Have you? Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I'm calling because you mentioned last week and again this morning about mortgages and, you know, they didn't know what they were signing and they don't have the ability to pay. And you know something, Maggie, for the last couple of years I've done some research on the whole mortgage issue. And,
well, not all of them, Dave. Some people didn't. Some people were idiots and didn't know what they were signing. I don't know if I should call them idiots. Some people just are not that sophisticated. They didn't understand the terms of the deal. They didn't understand what an adjustable rate mortgage is or any of that kind of stuff. I mean, some people just aren't that sophisticated, David. Let's face
well,
it.
That's
David.
True.
You know, but not all of them. No.
Not all of them. And you're right. But But understand that, you know, when you've got an inch and a half pile of legalese sitting in front of you, it's very hard to wrap your mind around it.
Sure.
But in my studies,
people don't bother to read all those documents anyway.
No, not at all. Yeah. And actually, usually a few pages in, it tells you that you become the owner as soon as you sign the mortgage paper. And it's a very interesting study. But what prompted the call is the fact that banks, in fact, don't even loan you any money.
Wait, David. What did you say? Banks don't what? I couldn't hear what you said.
They don't loan you any money. There's no loan made. It's all fraud. When you sign a mortgage note, it becomes that signature that you put on there. Of course, the banks don't sign it. You sign it. There's no signature from anyone else but you or you and your significant other on that mortgage note, and it then becomes the same thing as a Federal Reserve note. It becomes money. That document, if it says it's a $100,000 note, when you sign that note becomes $100,000. It's the same thing as a Federal Reserve note. You've got to remember something, Maggie. This whole system in this country is based on ever-expanding debt. That's why we had a big brouhaha a few months ago about the debt ceiling, raising the debt ceiling. And the debt ceiling just allows more debt to be created, which is what this whole economy is based on. It's not a negative. It's not a positive number. There's no positive in this economy. It's all notes. And that ever-expanding debt is what keeps this economy chugging along. So when you sign a mortgage note, you actually create money. And that money, that mortgage note, then, say I sign a $100,000 mortgage note, the bank takes that note after you leave the room, and they deposit it, they open a checking account with your name on it, and they deposit that $100,000 into the checking account. And that's a positive for the bank. It's an asset. They don't lend you money. And I'm going to tell you, it's all explained in this 1964 document, August 5th. It's a subcommittee on domestic finance, committee on banking and currency. It was presented to the 88th Congress in the second session. And you can go online and look it up. But it's fascinating. They explained it to the congressman way back in 1964,
David, do me a favor. Shoot me an email with a link to that, and I'll put it up on the website. How's that sound?
Okay. All right. But people need to understand this whole mortgage issue, this whole mortgage stuff is fraud. They don't lend you money. This is ever-expanding.
But that's not the point of what I was reading about. I was talking about how rotten and nasty these people are because they're doing
true.
That's what was the point of my talking about foreclosure law firm. Didn't have to
what makes it even more nasty is the whole system is fraud. It's absolutely fraudulent. And there is no money. There's no positive. It's all ever-expanding debt. And when people sign mortgage notes, they create the currency right there on their signatures. And people don't understand that. This whole banking thing is crazy. Even if you went to, say, when you become a manager of a bank, you get to read some of the banking publications like Money and Banking, and you learn how this is done. Most all managers of banks and loan officers know this to be true. I've spoken with many of them in the privacy of their offices, and they've admitted it. There is no money. Those mortgages, that house is paid for when you leave the room. But they just fooled you into believing that you have borrowed money when actually you've created the money by your signature, and then that's what this whole ever-expanding debt system is all about. It's the whole system, Maggie, is fraudulent, and that's why it's crumbling, and that's why we're in the shape we're in, and that's why many people are at Wall Street. They've taken these mortgage-backed securities, bundled them up in big tranches, and sold them all over the world as mortgage-backed securities, and that's why the whole world is bankrupt and going into bankruptcy because of, in fact, Wall Street perpetrated this fraud on the world. It's unbelievable. I will send you a link to this, and actually, I'll even, if you give me a mailing address, I'll mail you a copy of everything I have. It's a fascinating read.
Well, yeah, well, email me, and I'll give you that information, David, okay?
Okay, great. Thanks.
You're welcome. Have a nice Halloween. Eat a lot of candy.
I already have. My granddaughter's been out. I've already eaten far more than I should have.
Ah, well, that's okay. Double up, pal. Because eventually you're going to try to take your sugar away, too. So between now and that point in time, I intend to consume a hell of a lot of it. That's all
I
can.
Yeah, well, they won't take it away. They'll just charge you more for it
There you go. Well, that's going to take it away when you don't have the money to buy it, isn't it?
Well, that's true. Got to have those Federal Reserve notes, baby.
I know. Hey, have a nice Halloween, Dave.
You too.
Bye-bye. See ya. Hey, listen, we have about a minute before we hit the next break, so I will take Lisa in Texas. When we come back, listen, everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. 800-313-9443 is the number to call. 800-313-9443. We will be back. I'll be back. 3 minutes, everybody. Don't go away.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
And this is the Unsolicited Opinion. You know, music is a magnificent thing. I took this course geez, I can't remember what the name of it was, but it was a music course, and the professor who taught it, this was at University of Buffalo, the professor who taught this course was just in love with music. So the course began with Gregorian chants and then moved onward, and it was just fascinating. And what was even more fascinating was to listen to someone who was truly in love with what they were talking about, and it made it even more delightful, frankly, to learn from someone who just, you know, was a master. He had just such an enormous amount of knowledge about music and the origins and so on and so forth. It was really pretty. It was one of the best courses I've ever taken, to be honest with you. And I've taken a lot of them. I'll tell you, I took one for nursing. My background is nursing. It was the most ridiculous waste of 3 hours in this class, this particular class this day. It wasn't the entire course, but this particular class. I'm telling you, half the crap that they come up with in these so-called institutions of higher learning is just nonsense. I spent 3 hours talking about the history of the nursing uniform. Now, really, all you had to do was say it was originally wool, and they kind of summed it all up. I mean, nonsense. It was nonsense when I took the course. It's still nonsense today. I mean, it was just... And the importance of that half these people were working on their doctorate degree, like you really need a doctorate degree in nursing to write nonsense. Well, I have a lot of issues with the whole curriculum that makes up the nursing curriculum from day one to your so-called doctorate degree, so you can sit in your ivory tower and have no clue what's going on in reality. It really is true. But anyway, that's another story and another show, and I don't feel like talking about that. I feel like talking about some other things. Now, I want to mention this, and I'm going to bring my another caller on in a second, but I wanted to talk about, let me find this. This is on the Natural News, from Natural News, I guess. Position is the solution to eliminating identity theft, lost wallets, and purses and a host of other information breaches. The all-inclusive implantable RFID tracking chip is gaining momentum for widespread implementation. But now they're saying that, of course, you know they want to chip all of us, and it kind of falls into the whole 666 Book of Revelation, the Omen clip that we played in the beginning of the show, because there wasn't that little mark on the little devil's head in that movie, The Omen, was 666. Anyway, they're talking about their ability to be able to kill you using the RFID chip. Now, how do you like them apples, kids, huh? No, we're not bobbing for apples on Halloween. There aren't any caramel-coated apples here or candy apples here. This is the real deal. How do you like that, huh? Now they can, they've got something on there about their ability to be able to kill you with these chips. I'm telling you, nothing good's coming out of anything, so it's going to be less frightening for you to stand up now than it is later. You're not going to be able to stand up later. Are you kind of seeing the picture yet? Are you getting the big picture yet? Anyway, we'll be back in 60 seconds. I'll take Lisa in Texas when we come back. This is the Unsolicited Opinion, everybody. Don't go away. We'll be back.